futures charged higher Monday and feeder cattle futures wilted. Although the 12-month moving average feedlot inventory has been record large since March, Darrell Peel says the industry is on the verge of turning the corner toward reduced inventories. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of June. Corn futures surged mostly 17 to 39 cents higher through Dec of 22 on Monday, pressuring feeder cattle futures an average of $1.73 lower from $1 lower at the back to $3.20 lower at the front. Live cattle futures closed mixed though, from an average of 78 cents lower through the front four contracts to an average of 9 cents higher, except for unchanged at the back. The prospect of higher cash prices provided support. Dress prices last week were $2 higher at $197 a hundredweight, although wholesale beef prices continue to decline. Choice box beef cutout value was $7.13 lower Monday afternoon at $297.43 a hundredweight. Select was $2.22 lower at $273.96. Calves and feeder cattle traded mainly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers traded $3 to $5 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 9,200 head on offer. Steer calves sold $4 higher in a light test. Heifer calves sold $2 to $8 higher. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers traded $4 to $6 higher and heifers traded $1 to $5 higher. There were 8,740 head on offer. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold sharply higher at Russell Livestock in Iowa, where there are 2,345 head. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $6 to $11 higher. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $1 lower to $2 higher. Finally, steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher, and then $7 to $8 higher at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 1,873 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed to start the week, with tech companies rallying on news that Facebook won dismissal of two monopoly lawsuits. Economic news to come out this week include a jobs report on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 151 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 10 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 140 points. Cattle feeders have yet to turn the corner toward reduced average feedlot inventories, but Darrell Peel says it's getting closer. Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains in his weekly market comments that feedlot inventories declined by 3.4% from February to June of this year. That's the largest decrease for the period since 2012. He notes the average change in feedlot inventories from February to June in the 5 years from 2016 to 2020 was an increase of 0.3%. At the same time, Peel points out the 12-month moving average feedlot inventory has been record large since March. The current fed cattle market will show improvement faster than the moving average, which takes time to reflect changing conditions, and that appears to be happening, Peel says. He explains cash fed cattle prices last week were at the highest level in 8 weeks. Barring some new disruption, he says feedlot inventory should drop below 2020 and 2019 levels in the next month or two and remain lower going forward. However, he also says the ongoing drought could represent such a disruption if dry conditions force feeder cattle into feedlots sooner than usual. Drought could slow down the process of tightening beef supplies this year, but increased cow herd liquidation would lead to even smaller supplies in the coming years, he says. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.